Some women just don't flirt. They don't want to. They don't have the bones for it. And it makes them feel tetchy and like they might punch someone. They feel about flirting like I do about anything that involves upper body strength, high heels or spatial awareness. They just want it to fuck off. But for other women, flirting's just how it comes out. It's not there as a defence mechanism or as a result of years of being unwillingly sexualised by the goddamn patriarchy. It comes from an almost demented joy in being alive, talking to someone who isn't boring you to death and conspiring in an unspoken, momentary, twinkly, I like you and you like me. Isn't it lovely that we're being total lovelies together? I couldn't move. Not even a little finger or a flicker of an eye. I couldn't open my mouth to scream. I struggled as hard as I could to move the huge, heavy hulk that my body had become, but I was trapped under the hull of a vast ship, wrecked on the ocean floor, and moving was impossible. My eyelids were welded shut, my eardrums broken, my vocal cords snapped off. Pitch dark and silent and so heavy in there. A mile of black water above me, only one thing for it, I said to myself, thinking of you. And I slipped out of that wrecked ship of my body into the black ocean. I swam upwards towards the daylight with all my strength. Forget potted plants and pretty poses. This is the latest floral phenomenon. Ginormous garden sculptures made from millions of plants and flowers. Now 10 pairs of amateur floral sculptors from around the world are coming together to battle it out in a bid to build the biggest and the best. Every challenge, someone will win best in bloom, but one team will be heading directly for the compost pile. The overall winner will receive the chance to design a bespoke sculpture in London's Royal Botanic Gardens in Kew. Prepare for some serious avant-gardening. If you think you know what happens at the zoo, think again. Behind the scenes, there's a secret world. Over the past 5 years, our cameras have captured the most intimate moments in the lives of the animals at Chester Zoo. Since we began filming, Chester has played a vital role in saving hundreds of species. These are the animals' most dramatic stories and tales of ultimate triumph, with the keepers by their side every step of the way. Welcome to the secret life of the zoo.